my name is Omar Salem. I'm the founder of Ibn Rushd Institute in Egypt and also here in New Haven in Connecticut in the United States of America. I think that peace can be established when Muslims come back to the understanding, the proper understanding of the word of Allah as described in the Holy Quran. God is commanding us to unite under the banner of Allah, which means under the mercy of Allah. We can win a lot more by having in our hearts a place for everyone else, for Muslims and non-Muslims. Why is that the case? That's the case because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Muslims and non-Muslims. He did not create only Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to be kind to non-Muslims, just like we are kind to Muslims. There is no question in my mind that al-ittihad quwwah, unity is power. However, how do you base the unity on? That's really the question. And not saying this is Sufi and that's Salafi, this is Sunni and that's Shia, and this is Ikhwani and that's Tablighi. All these things tend to separate us from the essence of this Islam. And the Sahaba also followed the Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they did not have these divisions that came to eat them apart. So there is value in unity. We all pray for Mahdi to come,
inshallah,
guided Khilafah, so that we have somebody to go back to and unite our kalima and be for us as Muslims and bring us back to deen. When we go back to our deen, the Mahdi will appear,
inshallah.
He might be with us today and we don't know. We as Muslims got to prepare ourselves for the Mahdi,
inshallah.
My wish that this takes place, my wish that the Mahdi appears this afternoon,
inshallah.
Then tomorrow. Unity definitely generates power and it generates hidayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in the Fatiha we say ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. We don't say ihdini as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina for everybody. We pray for everybody.